This RFM podcast was brought to you with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora koutou. What an interesting morning. Anyway, kia te whakarongo mai koutou ki RFM, your community access radio station. You know what it's like when you work with computers? All of a sudden it goes, no, I'm not going to play that file type. Nah, I'm not going to cooperate. So you go and... The thing is, I've got this interview and I recorded it yesterday and it goes, nah, not going to do that. So I go in the other room and I change the file type and I bring it back and it goes, nah, not going to play that. And I've tried about five different ways and finally found a way that works. So I'm a bit late. Anyway, good to see you. Hey, well, I just got a message from the council about a fund that they have. They're calling it the Spruce Up Fund, and they're granting money to 11 businesses along the main street, Queen Street, to help improve the look of their buildings. I guess this is all part of all that work they're doing on Queen Street, and I think that's a fabulous thing, to assist businesses to kind of upgrade, bring it up to the standard that they hope to impose there on the main street. I've been impressed with the whole process. You know, it's all very well to go, oh, it's so inconvenient, they're doing roadworks and we can't work anywhere or walk anywhere. But they did such a fantastic job, and still are in one section of Queen Street, of kind of routing you so that you can get to every shop that you want to. And it's like walking a maze. And I find that fun. And I'm very impressed with the work people who've set all that up. So good on you. The really sad news that I'm still not coping with is that Tipiri Kawana has died yesterday. Don't know why. And Tipiri was the master carver for Kaiaro at Mount Bruce, at Pukaha Mount Bruce. And he donated a work. Well, he made it specially for us when we had an art auction as a fundraising thing last year. And I was so impressed not only with his skill, but also with his generosity, his helpfulness. Few times that I visited him out there, he showed me around the workshop. I noticed that he did a lot of taungapuro, so there was puterino there and kawawao and all sorts of things. And I thought, what a lovely man. And when he said, hey, after he'd gifted this taonga to us, if you ever want anything more, just get back in touch. And I looked forward to having a deeper relationship with Tipiri, and now that's not possible. His tangi is happening out at Te Oreore Marae over the next few days, so I'll be going to that, and I think he's left a big dent in our community, and moi mai rā Tipiri. Great guy. In fact, that's so much what I'm focused on for this weekend that I'm thinking, well, I'm not going to anything else. You may wish to. Of course, the Fringe Film Festival's on at the screening room over the next few weeks, and I've already seen a couple, and I've really enjoyed them. There was a movie called Jean Valjean, which those of you who know about Les Misérables, he was the main character in that, and this film is a kind of grim, gruesome, hard-nosed drag through the awful world that Jean Valjean and anybody who was a bit poor had to live through. And I'm not really selling it to you, am I? It's grim, it's relentless, it's awful. Really good film. No songs, no jolly heartwarming moments, just heartbreaking and relentless. Honestly, not to be missed. And The Richest Woman in the World. It was a fascinating and entertaining comedy, I guess, about a photographer who scammed the head of L'Oreal for huge amounts of money and a lavish lifestyle. It's breathtakingly cheeky and, of course, shows a world that we can't even begin to imagine. Isabelle Huppert was great, and the scammer, I don't have his name, was wonderfully flamboyant and very funny. Anyway, I can't delve into every movie, so I'm just letting you know it's on and recommend that you look up the schedule. There are bound to be films you'll enjoy there. Don't forget about the various farmers markets. And check out Event Finder, actually. That's a good way of finding out everything that's going on. I had a very interesting chat with Jeremy yesterday, Jeremy Thompson, who's forming a new interest group under the banner of U3A. Why am I even bothering to announce it? I'll just play it and he'll tell you all you need to know. Now, as promised, we're talking with Jeremy Thompson. Hi, Jeremy.
G'day.
Now, I'm very aware of the U3A organisation. You are forming a new group under their auspices?
Yes, that's right. They're running about 12 different groups at the moment, and there was a call out. We want to be able to attract more people into the U3A network. A lot of the groups are limited in size and the numbers that they can take, so one way to manage that is just put up more offerings. And Art Appreciation is one of the offerings that are provided in other centres under the U3A banner.
Yeah, and currently not existing here.
Not existing here. So I put my hand up and said, yes, we can put something together.
Right. And putting something together, does that involve having informed discussions? People come in, experts, and talk to the group.
All of the above. The game plan at this point, and remember we have our first meeting next week, is subject to the group discussion and how people feel about it. The game plan will be that basically we meet at REAP every second month, and the alternate month we're somewhere else. And we'll be visiting places of interest, people of interest involved in the art scene. And the second month we will actually be visiting a private collection, and the owner will talk to the group around their collection, what appeals to them, why they purchased, what are the story behind the purchases. Because as a rule, there's a huge emotional connection to artworks that people acquire and own, and that's the story that really makes it interesting.
Now, I saw an article about a place that I hadn't heard of that's heading towards Featherstone, quite a big private home.
Right. And they're
that's the one. They've got a couple of fairly modern exhibitions at the moment.
It's all part of a private collection.
Yep.
And they've restored that homestead, which in its, on itself has a fantastic history.
I didn't know it existed in the Wairarapa.
It's an amazing looking place. And a really interesting art collection, relatively modern, you know, late 20th century art, largely. Yeah, fascinating. But that's the thing. There's lots of fascinating little places around the Wairarapa and individuals who've got interesting art-connected stories and art collections of different shapes, sizes and varieties. So there's a lot that sits underneath the radar to some extent. People just aren't aware that they're there, and that's one of the things we want to be able to do through this group, is just say, look at some of the options that are lesser known. And the other thing, of course, is already some people have put their hand up and said, we'd like to be part of this group, have said, I've got an interesting story. I've got some interesting stuff. Because the whole purpose of U3A, really, it's a community-based organisation targeting lifelong applied learning. It's not sitting down with textbooks and reciting histories of individuals, whatever. It's just experiencing things that fit within your interest and doing so in a social environment that's pitched towards largely those who've retired.
Obviously, the group is not formed as yet.
We've got quite a few expressions of interest. Quite a few have said that they will be there at the first meeting next week, and we're expecting more to be there. And once we have a kernel of a group, you know, I don't want to be the conductor, so the group, to a large extent, will shape how we go, what we do, when we do it. Because they'll bring their own resources and their own interests. And, yeah, that's how we plan to look at it.
It sounds like there are many different ways that you can interact as a group. You can bring in an expert. You can go to different locations. Also tap into everything that each member of the group has some knowledge or skill at.
Yeah. So the first meeting, because it's our first meeting, we've got a speaker who spent a career in the art and auction business. And so we'll have really interesting stories to talk about there and give us a sense of what it's like as a vendor and a purchaser, how the process works, and also how the art world and the art market has changed over the last few years, really, in terms of online work. Sometimes we might not have a lead expert. We may bring our own resources, bring our own ideas, talk about stuff as a group ourselves. Because as I said, there's enough interest and enough skills within the group. It might be just bring an image of your favorite ever piece of work in small group. Talk about why, what makes it work for you? What's the appeal? What's the story behind it? When did you see it? What was the context that made it so special? Those sorts of things.
Yes. Yeah, things that occur to me is a lot of people, their first experiences of art are in reproduction.
Yes.
They see it in a book and they go, pretty good. I remember the first time I saw an actual Rothko at Tate Modern and had a physical reaction to it.
Yeah.
It felt like it was sucking me in towards it. You don't get that from a reproduction.
You can't. The impact of standing in front of something that's really special can be extraordinary. One of the works that always lives with me is the Rembrandt self-portrait that he did as an old, dying, destitute man that hangs in the Fisk Gallery on Fifth Avenue, New York. And I've been back to it several times. It's a massive piece. Extraordinary. It holds you. Mm. And, I'm not a great portrait person, but this is something special.
I can imagine there's just an endless range of possibilities that you can involve yourselves in as a group.
Yeah.
Everybody's got a story.
Yeah. In that context, I was just looking out in the foyer. You've got a little book there on con art.
Yeah.
So many really good artists in there. Mm. Really good, interesting people in there. There's a huge amount of resource in this area. I don't know if it's because we're a fairly strong connection to Wellington and its art scene. There are some gallery owners that live in the Wairarapa.
Yeah.
So there's a lot here, and it may be between us and all the other members of the group we can sort of pull the threads together and get to see and talk to individuals and look at work that's not necessarily available to everybody, which would be really exciting.
Yeah. Does that mean that you think that you might, by the very nature of having a group, be able to exert some influence and get into places that you might not otherwise?
It allows me to be cheeky enough to ring up and say, hey, on behalf of... Yes, absolutely. Right, it's not like saying, I'm Jeremy here, and I want to come and have a look at your collection, please. As representative of a group of interested people in the community, would it be feasible? Would it be acceptable? Because we would really appreciate it.
And then I guess there's the social side of it, because we all benefit from being part of a group.
And I'm just hoping that there'll be people who would like to join that don't necessarily have deep fingers in the art world as such, but they've always had a sort of an interest in and maybe a little bit of trepidation about how to get more involved, how to find out more. So it's a group that's going to be for everybody. That's why I'm keen not to be perceived as precious and academic or anything like that. It's more about going and doing and talking about what we've seen and done. There'll be times when we want to talk to people who are knowledgeable about their particular thing. Yes.
This first meeting...
17th, if I've got that right. 10 o'clock, Reap House.
Right. Just turn up, get in touch with you first.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, if people turn up, that'll be great. We'll be nice and polite and be delighted to see them, and they'll even get a cup of tea and a bit of morning tea. My preference is that we know who's coming so that we can make sure we've seats and cups and all that sort of stuff are ready to go. If you are interested, go to the U3A website for Wairarapa. You'll see Richard Jackson as the chairman. He has a phone number there.
Yep.
Ring him, let him know that you would like to come along, and he'll pass the message on.
You're forming a group under, as I said, the auspices of an organisation that's been around for a long while. Is this an international thing,
yes.
U3A?
Yes, certainly through Europe, England, the States, Australia, lots of different places, yes. As I said, it's a community-based, self-funding exercise. So that does mean we have to pay a minimum of $15 a year to belong to the organisation. Not a big ask.
And that's University of the Third
Age. Yeah, so that's in terms of
where we're
past, where you and I are at, yes, which is generally past the employment age. Not necessarily, because a lot of people are working well into their 60s and 70s, but it's the point where traditionally people have retired and are looking to keep their brain active.
So, and in many cases still have a huge amount to offer and want to share that with the group.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. And the interesting thing about sharing is you get as much back as you do putting in. So it's a really worthwhile two-way exercise.
Yep.
I should point out that, as I said, there is a fee of $15, but you can try it before you buy it. The procedure is you're allowed up to three visits or engagements
All right.
with a group before we respectfully ask you to please put $15 on the till. And that gives you a year's access to the groups that are available to you.
So that's all U3A groups?
You're not charged per group, you're charged as a member of
well,
U3A.
Well, that's fantastic. We could talk all day because it's never-ending, which is the whole point of you having a group.
Yep.
So thank you very much for giving us a little taster. And we'll talk to you again about future possibilities.
Yeah, absolutely. So just a quick reminder, 10 o'clock next Wednesday, REAP House is our first meeting.
Thanks, Jeremy.
You're welcome.
Jeremy there talking about a U3A group. About arts appreciation, appreciation is too narrow a word. All the things to do with the art world that the group may be interested in exploring. I'm going to leave it there. My mind is very much on going to Te Oreore Marae for the tangi of Tipine Kawana. Very sad that he's left us. Have a good weekend nonetheless and a good week, and we'll talk to you again next week.